I could clearly remember what happened that night. I mean, because I mean, I was just at my last job. I thought I'll just drop the job. I live in Coventry and I work in Leamington Spa. So I thought I'll just drop this job, work university job. I think they're from China or some kind of part of that kind of world. And I'm just taking, as I'm taking it home, I hear the bang noise. I was driving about 40 miles an hour on a Kenilworth Road. And it was such a dark, I couldn't see nothing. So I turned around and said, what did he hit me? And even the customer says, I don't know, probably the tree branch fall down or what. I said, look, they say, it's all right, you go, go, go. I said, no, I'm not going nowhere until I find out what actually hit my cab. So I turned around, I put my fog light on, put the headlight on. I can't see nothing whatsoever. Even I can't see the branch of the tree, or I can't see no animal, or I can't see nothing whatsoever. So even I tried to call the police or ambulance, but my phone was dead. So I told that young lady, could I borrow your phone so I could call the police? So I had a phone. I called the police and ambulance. They said, could I have both, please? They said, what happened? I said, look, I think I hit something or something hit me. So anyway, the police came and we checked about a 45 minute. After 45 minutes, we see the poor chap just around the, like a bushes side, he passed away, finished.
And I mean, what about damage to your car? Had you sustained it? Was that what kind of kept you there, the fact that you'd seen what?
Yeah. It was damage to my car. I just wanted to know what did damage my car.
Yeah.
Like my lights was on my one side of the light, my left side of the light, and windscreen. And my, the mirror, that was not broken, but the flowed off, the top bit, flowed off. And then the light, headlight went in, and the windscreen is cracked, broke, like it's just a crack. And that's it.
And do you remember, on that night, do you remember thinking, sometimes you drive around, you're a professional driver, you're driving an awful lot, and the times when you drive around and you think, this is a really difficult night to be driving in. I mean, were there difficult conditions that night?
It was, honest to God, it was very difficult condition that night. It was a little bit raining, a little bit foggy. It was a winter time, obviously. We all know that winter, we have the winter. We have dark and everything, winter, Plus, the light is not there. That totally was that the light wasn't there. I would even put my headlight on, still I couldn't see nothing. And as I say to you, if you even summertime, now is summertime, if you would have gone now, anytime this week or any time, you could see tonight, even if you go around, then you could see yourself how dark is that place is. And this road always, the students from the Kenilworth, youngsters from Kenilworth, from the small villages around there, sometimes they have to have no money. They're finished end of the night. They haven't got no money. How are they going to get a taxi? So they start walking. Up to now, even the last week, I found someone exactly the same spot, same place with the dark clothes on. I nearly hit him. Honest to God, I am not lying to my friend. I nearly hit him. I have to duck away. And then I stopped and I opened a window and I started nagged him and I called him sort of a lot of names. I said, what are you doing? This and that. You shouldn't be in the road.
Yeah.
Up to now, still the light is off.
When you've driven that road with lights on as well, I mean, does it make a huge difference when the street lights were on?
He's different,
Completely different, was it?
Completely different. You could see brightly the whole road. You could see it completely different. I mean, when the light is on, it's completely different.